Photo tip, keep the kids out of the frame. Just happened to see that little tip on Tinder. I actually took one of these 6 photos down I have in a grid, just because I'd forgotten up until today to get around to putting a video on my profile. Hey, I guess I could play the audio for you right now. No, I'm not gonna do that. It's not worth it. It's 15 seconds. That's me saying, you can't see my face because I have a cold sore, but please, sincerely, don't strategize. If you see me strategizing, say something really dumb to me. This stratification of social media, and I know it's, frankly, it's Clubhouse. Going on Clubhouse at all has been what's made this seem like such a rapid onset infection of strategy and social. But it just occurred to me. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, the fact that when I get an idea for an argument to make that I, like, do this first probably indicates, almost certainly indicates, a real breakdown in the way that I take notes. Technically, my very first tweet was over-strategized because I lied. Watching Jimmy. It was 2008. I didn't have any friends in town. Grown up on a farm and all of a sudden found myself in suburban college town, public school, 8th grade. And I know it was a lie because, which Jimmy? This is important because it is strategizing. So I literally would watch, like, I would set aside time to sit and watch Saturday Night Live every Saturday night, unlaughing, not knowing any of the people involved, because I thought that's probably what my classmates did. Have you ever seen The Office? I can only assume that tweet, God, just think about that. In 2008, I guess I must have been desktop Twitter. I can't even fathom the scene. I know the timestamp, but I just don't remember it right now. I think it's like 9 p.m. That was a lie. That was a blatant lie made in order to, because I thought that would bring people to me. That is strategizing social media 101 right there. Let me get back to the Tinder thing. Whew, how can I say this? For those of you in 2000 years listening, for those of you thinking, well, yeah, that's a reasonable tip. Tinder's incentive is to get as many people swiping right or whichever the way it is where you say yes as possible. And yeah, I mean, there's something fundamentally, it's not off-putting. What it is when you see children in the frame is, oh, they're probably busy, huh? I mean, it's like, it's not necessarily that it makes them immediately uninteresting romantically, although that would be, we're talking about the most primal shit here, so I don't know, maybe it does. But what I'm saying is, of course, if that tip, if the end goal for all parties involved is to just get right swipes, is to just get connections at the expense of transparency, truth, but they're gonna find out that you have, kids eventually, okay? And I'm sorry, the vast majority of people don't want hookups. The vast, vast majority of people, especially in my area, are on Tinder because they want to go on a date and they probably want to get married. Because the rest isn't, you know, they don't have time for the rest. Anyway, so the end result, though, for everybody but Tinder, perhaps, is negative, the net result. In theory, it is in Tinder's best interest, of course, to minimize as many long-term committed relationships that happen as the result of Tinder as possible. But seeing that element, yes, I know all of this, okay? It's still icky as fuck. Stop justifying things because it makes for higher numbers. Okay, when I say justify, please stop explaining to me that the reason why Apple doesn't do documentation 100%, well, that's how they've gotten so successful. Yes, exactly. For what end? To what end? What are you trying to do here? I'm not talking, and I've said this a billion times, when I talk about strategy and social media, I'm not saying that the whole profession of running the whole profession of running the Ford Motor Company's social media accounts in a way which maintains a very specific image about them, and yet still does engage with people, often sincerely. I mean, not often. That's a legitimate profession and always has been. That's not who I'm talking about. Okay, when I say legitimate profession, still not what I'm talking about. I'm talking to the people who didn't get marketing degrees, are not actively employed as a marketer, aren't even doing any freelance work in the industry of public relations or marketing, and yet still use the same terminology in their day-to-day get-togethers on Clubhouse. One of those things is leverage.
Okay.
Now, I am going to say it. Every time someone said that, I think I legitimately first want to ask them, what kind of lever are you using? And it really is, because when I think of leverage, I think of the aspect of physics where in order to get the lug nuts off the combine, you know, those huge fucking lug nuts, impact wrenches don't even work. You literally, my dad, there's specific wrenches for it that are like fucking 5 feet long to get leverage. And then, of course, you actually end up having to attach like another 5 foot pipe. And then you stand on one end. It's actually not supposed to be that tight. Anyone who's working on their combine right now. But I do remember specifically when my dad had gotten a new combine. Oh God, he was pissed that they'd tightened those lug nuts so much because it was so dangerous. But that's what leverage is. What are you doing? And I'm just thinking of my fucking father at the end of this 10-foot wrench screaming and cussing, trying to get this fucking lug nut off. I know that, of course, but that really is what you're doing. You're taking, you're acting in the manner of someone who is on social media in an explicitly detached professional sense. And, but you don't do that. You don't work for anybody. You just, it's fucking 1:15 in the afternoon on a Tuesday, and you're in a room with like fucking 70 people on Clubhouse. Nobody has a specific company that they work for at WIO. And you're talking about how innovative Clubhouse is. The strategy there is for the average social media user, the only reasonable strategy is whichever one gets you engaged with as many people, as many different kinds of people, in a sincere manner that adds value to both your lives as possible. The only time that you should stop before you say something on social media is, I don't know, if you're about to mention violence or something. There's probably something else you can say. That's strategy right there. But you're strategizing to be a better person. And when I say better person, I guess you could say a more effective person, because the end result is not philanthropy. It is that self-benefit. It is that optimization. If you want to optimize, be interested and empathetic and curious and kind, that's your social media strategy.